Okay, first things first. We've got that land cruised. We know how much to cut. If you want to know more about how to actually do the cruising, which is a pretty interesting and complicated procedure, but sounds kind of, it has some real interest. John and Arthur will take people out on a cruise. Just we're going to cruise some area of the festival grounds. At 1:45, people meet under that workshop sign, and you can actually go on a cruise. But let's pretend right now that the cruising's done. We know what we got to cut, and now we got to contract somebody to cut it. So we might contract somebody like Mr. Barnes, or Tony Baxley, or might get Mrs. Baxley to get Tony, or son Gary.
Danny.
God, I'm going to get them all mixed up. Just really crazy here. Or might get Billy Bryan. Or might get Mr. Baker to come and cut it. Logging has really changed. My stereotype of a logger used to be somebody, big person with a check shirt, suspenders, peg trousers, heavy boots, and a big old saw. But that's really changed over the years. But some of you actually remember doing that kind of work. Is that right, Mr. Baker? You used to do that. What did you do?
I used to cut them limb as machine like they got now. Before they got these here, they had some old model machines. They cut them down, and we come behind them, stay a length off from them, and we trim them up good nice and cut the tops of them off. So we just keep on down the line, just like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you use chainsaws or did you use crosscut saws?
Chainsaw.
Uh-huh.
Chainsaw. Okay. We had to gas them up and fix them up every day so that we could use them and keep them sharp.
Now, Billy, you remember when you've been logging a long time. You've been logging since you were a kid, right?
Right.
Now, what kinds of equipment did you use? Because you early on, you used different stuff.
Well, my daddy used just what they call a short truck, putt wood, and an old wheel saw.
What's that?
That's looks kind of like a big lawnmower, but it's a... You ever seen what I'm talking about? It's got a big round blade, just like sawing up lumber.
Uh-huh.
A round circular blade on the front, about a 30-inch, 28-inch blade on the front. It's got two belts, a Bridge and Stratton engine, two handles on the back, and you got to weigh 500 pounds and tote a ton and roll it around.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But that's what they saw trees down and sawed them up. The blade would turn sideways.
Turn sideways.
Or turn up.
Huh, I'll be darned. What kinds of equipment do you use now? Mrs. Baxley, you run an operation. What kinds of equipment do the Baxleys use now?
Well, we have tree shears now.
Uh-huh.
Big tractors, skidder tractors to pull them with.
Tree shears, what are those? Let's see. Tony, can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, Tony can.
Goes up, it's got two hydraulic cylinders. It goes up and shoves the blade through trees, just like a pair of scissors.
Really?
Oh. And then we got a bale saw that's got a hydraulic chainsaw.
Okay. Huh. Is that the kind of equipment you use, Billy?
Yeah, we got a feller buncher.
Okay, you're calling it by another name.
It's called feller buncher.
Feller buncher, okay. Mm-hmm.
We call it that, too.
Yeah.
They call them bale saws. The difference in a bale saw and a feller buncher, a feller buncher smashes the wood off, pinches it off.
Uh-huh.
And a bale saw saws it.
Okay.
And on a feller buncher, on big logs, I imagine they done got into it down here. If you shear them off, you got to jump butt them, what cut a foot and a half off, because the fibers of the wood is busted. Mm-hmm. And when it's all that lumber, it just frazzes up.
Wow. Okay.
They call it shatter butt.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I ain't never seen that one.
Yeah.
We got two of them.
Yeah, that's what we have to do, because we always saw our logs down.
Yeah.
With a chainsaw.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you can use a chainsaw as well as the fell, in addition to the feller buncher?
You use a chainsaw as much as you do a feller buncher. In timber, overall clear cut cutting.
Sure would bust
on thinning, you use just a feller buncher.
What other kinds of equipment do you use in the operation? Because there's more than one of you in the operation, is that correct?
Right. You got to have enough boom loader, truck and trailer, and you got to have a skidder, if not two. And then the cutter, the feller buncher.
Okay. Huh. And each a different person would operate each of those pieces of equipment. Now, it's pretty tight teamwork. So say would your feller buncher operator know how to use the loader? Could they switch jobs if necessary?
On some jobs, you got that much experience in loggers.
Yeah.
And some you don't.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, if I go to the woods, I towed the chainsaw for about 12 years. That's all I've done, saw with the chainsaw. And run tractors, skidders, I can do any of it, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I can haul it, load it, it don't make no difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some boys been working with me 6 years, and they dumber now than it was the day they started.
Oh.
You know, they just people that way.
Uh-huh, okay. Huh. What's a typical day like at Vaxley's? How's it start? What are you doing the first part of the day?
It starts off about 6.
Uh-huh.
Go open the shop so everybody can get ice and all their oils and everything in the trucks getting ready to go. Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And go to woods and just go to work from there. Danny's got a logging job and we got a chipping job. We got a whole tree chipper.
Okay. So you go to different sites to work?
Yep.
Okay. What about, okay, for the logging then, for that kind of thing?
We usually get to the woods. Each man's got his own machine he runs. He checks the oil and the water in it and fuel, grease, mm-hmm. you know, and the cutter man goes down there and starts cutting, and then the skidder driver, he starts dragging the logs out, and then the chainsaw man's there on the ramp trimming them up, and I do the loading.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we normally do it.
How did you learn to use a loader? I've watched the loader before, and actually I heard a good loader, somebody who can eat bacon and eggs with their loader. They can do it so well, you know. How did you learn to do that kind of work?
Just started out real young doing it.
Yeah? Just a lot of
learn from experience, yeah.
You ever drop a tree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you work 7 days? Is it a 7-day-a-week job? It would seem like, you know, seven
no,
days a week, sun, rain, don't matter.
We normally work 5 days a week in the woods, and then mm-hmm. Saturday we do all of our maintenance, working on equipment. If something's broke, welding it or changing mm-hmm. oil in it or fixing flat tires, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So you do all the major, a logger does all the major maintenance work.
Most
on
of
the
it,
truck.
Yes.
Right. Mr. Varnes, your operation's slightly different because you run a sawmill and...
Yes,
my
operation is very simple and very small.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all right by myself. I fell my trees with a chainsaw because of necessity. You just don't get equipment to them. I converted my farm tractor to what these fellows call a skidder. All I have to do is get my logs to the hill, mm-hmm. and then I take my mill into the woods, and I don't bring the logs any further. Very simple operation, and I do it all alone.
Really? Now, you also harvest different kinds of wood, don't you?
Primarily, what I harvest is cypress mm-hmm. and pine. Mm-hmm. I do some other for other people occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of timber do you cut down, Mr. Baker? Mr. Baker?
We use cutting pine, oak, gum, cypress.
Mm-hmm.
You've cut some of all of it.
Are you contracted primarily by the major companies, or are there individual timber buyers, I guess, who just want
it? No, I just worked on another contract.
Okay. All of you work under contracts?
We work mm-hmm. under Georgia Pacific, yeah.
Georgia Pacific, okay. Huh.
I just subcontract myself.
Okay. Huh.
We own our own stuff. We cut wood for anybody. We cut wood we buy or wood they got for us to cut, either way.
Okay. What do you also have a truck drivers who take is that trucker with your outfit or is that trucker with the mill? We'll be talking about mills later on today. What kinds of things does a trucker have to be able to do in order to, besides be able to drive?
Well, we own some of our own trucks and we run some contract haulers that own their own rigs.
Okay. Huh,
so we run a little bit of both.
Bit of both. About how, you know, as I think a lot of us have driven down the road and have seen the trucks with those trees seemingly precariously balanced in the yokes. That's a pretty full load. How many of those loads would constitute like a full work day for you?
Well, I average 7-8 loads a day. That's
okay.
An average day for me. Sometimes better. Depends on how far away we're working from home and how good a wood it is, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we can haul any pup wood that day or if they've got us cut off on chipping saw, just, you know, depends. But average day is 7-8 loads a day.
Okay. When you're in the woods, okay, so you've got the stuff loaded and ready to go, but you're always working while the trucker is off taking it. So you don't, like, do you take breaks much or do you just take, like, one break while the wood's being hauled off to the mills or whatever? Do you ever... You know, do you have any specific break times? Do you use that when the truck's gone to take break, Billy?
Well, we usually just knock off for dinner. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we load in the truck, it don't matter if it's 2:00. We eat dinner then. You know, if it's 11:30 when we not get the truck loaded, you know, say we haul 3 loads for dinner, and it's 11:30, we just eat dinner and go back to where the trucker goes. We just stay there till we get our other 3 loads.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever spend any time just sort of sitting and catching your breath?
Now and then.
Now and then, yeah.
Usually they do when I'm mechanicing. My crew does. Oh. They're standing behind me watching.
Okay. Huh. So you're training your mechanics. Okay. Huh. What kinds of things do you have to keep an eye out for in the woods? It seems like the cruisers have to, you know, deal with the snakes and all sorts of critters. Do you have to worry about the same thing?
Yellow jacket nest is about the biggest thing.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Run up on
have
a yellow
ever
jacket.
Hit one?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened?
I had to run.
Yes.
I like to ask this gentleman how did he design his farm tractor to skid the log?
Really, I haven't done that much to it. It's basically the same. I can still do the same work with it. What I do have is a set of pickup forks that I mount on the back. You can use them to move hay with. I've adapted these. They're pretty rigid. And I mostly use those after I get my log cut to length. I pick them up and bring them to my saw and stack them on the ramp in front of my saw with that then. And, it just simplifies my whole job to have something to move log. I have to have some way to move them, and, of course, that's the way I do it. I don't have a lot of money in it, and I had this piece of equipment whenever I bought my sawmill, so it just works beautiful for me. And the stuff that they're talking about is expensive. I couldn't afford it in my little small operation.
So you use a three-point hitch in the hay lift, the hay fork?
Absolutely. It's maybe a little different from a hay fork that you went to the store and bought. But basically, it's the same thing.
And what kind of mill do you have?
What kind of mill do I have? This little mill set up right across the road there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
If you'll go over there under that tent, I got some displays over there, and I got some literature on that beam that's there. And they've got different models of saws in there that has the prices on them that may or may not be exactly the same as when I bought mine. I've had mine 3 years, but it hasn't changed very much. But they have different models, and they are different prices. If you go over and look at one of those brochures, it has the information there. And if you want additional information, I have some stuff there that you can fill out and mail in to the manufacturers. They'll send you a brochure at no cost.
This is a sales pitch here. Yes, do we have one? Do we have two? My goodness gracious. Okay, any other questions? Any questions about logging in general or anything like that? I'd like to know if there are any kinds of times that you just aren't going to start a job. You know, some people believe in Friday the 13th or they won't start work like that. I think, Billy, you were telling me about that one. Somebody you knew who didn't.
Yeah, there's a guy who used to work with us. He didn't like to work on Friday the 13th. He's the best hand I ever had, but he wouldn't work on Friday the 13th.
Huh.
He'd go to the house.
Just bad luck sort of thing. Is there...
Just what? It's mostly in the fella's mind, I believe. it's just superstition.
Uh-huh, just superstition. Well, you know, that's going to always be a part of anybody's work. There, in some occupations, don't say alligator on a boat, you know, and stuff like that. The sort of things that guy...
That's a very old tradition. That goes way back.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Way back.
Uh-huh, okay.
I'd
yes,
like
sir.
To ask this gentleman one more question, since he's got it on mail. What lengths do you cut your logs up into mostly, or do you cut them in a certain order?
I cut to order myself. I have certain lengths, but I can use anything. I don't waste nothing, and whatever it is, I put it on the lumber pile, and it all goes to the same home. But ordinarily, when I cut a tree down and cut it into length, I know what I'm going to make out of it and where it's going.
I'd like to know if there are any things that you earlier talked about, you know, the yellow jackets and stuff. Is there anything that you carry with you or anything that you actually try to do to prevent?
Well, we have first aid kits in the trucks also, uh-huh. But about the best thing I found is take some tobacco from a cigarette or something and wet it
uh-huh.
and put it on the sting. That helps okay. a lot.
Doctor tells us to give them Benadryl. We used to try to keep some of that in there.
Yeah.
In a truck and ice packs. We had a man got, what was it, 16, 18 times in the head last year. Right there, it was by honeybees. He was sawing in a tree, and as soon as he cut through and to where the bees could get out around the saw, they just covered him up. And we got him truck and got the air conditioning on him, got him cooled down, and got some uh-huh. of that Benadryl in him. The doctor said that was one of the main things.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me. I've left my saw in more than one tree and have to go back and get it. It's still running.
Oh, gosh. What makes a good logger? What makes a good logger?
Man, they ain't afraid of hard work.
Heard that.
Okay, that's anything else? You mean you can be a complete klutz with a chainsaw and still be a good logger?
You won't be a klutz with a chainsaw very long, I guarantee you.
Somebody bent over hickories to give you our attitude adjustment.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much. What we're going to do is we're going to leave this now. I'm going to think about other uses for saws, and in about 10 minutes we'll have Lynn Wadley, who's going to make the saw a musical instrument. Have a demonstration of the musical saw. So thank you very much. Okay, thank you.